And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says hearing God's word is essential to salvation? Throughout history, whenever an individual desired salvation at God's hand, the first thing he had to do was hear what God had to say on the matter. This was true in the Old Testament, as Joshua chapter 3, verse 9 makes clear when Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come hear, and hear the word of the Lord." Once people knew what God had to say on a subject, they could believe God and act accordingly. That was true in the New Testament too. As Romans chapter 10 verse 17 points out, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Biblical faith is a firm belief based upon adequate, credible evidence. Although the word faith is used only twice in the King James Version of the Old Testament, the idea of faith is present in words and phrases such as trust, believe, and fear God. In fact, the verb form of the Hebrew term from which our English word faith derives means to conform, support, or uphold. The noun form of this word signifies firmness, fidelity, and steadfastness. In the New Testament, the Greek word for faith is defined as a firm conviction based upon hearing, always used in the New Testament, of faith in God, Christ, or spiritual things. Did you notice that faith is a firm conviction based upon hearing? This is why we find statements in the Old Testament like Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. The Levites read distinctly from the law of God and helped the people understand the reading. As people heard God's word, they could understand it, believe it, and act upon it. The same is true in the New Testament, as it is clear from passages like Ephesians 5, verse 16. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, where Paul said, "By revelation God made known to me this mystery, as I have written to you, and by which, when you read, you may understand it." The key words here are hearing and understanding, both of which make it possible to do God's will. If you want to be saved, the first thing you must do is hear God's word. Join us in our next program as we examine what else a person must do to be saved.